What's up, you guys?
What's good, good people?
Welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I am one of your hosts, That Chick Angel, also known as Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, and my husband of 12 years, excuse me, you've got stuff on your face. My husband of 12 years is my co-host. Tell him who you
Marcus
are, baby.
Marcus Tanksley. Marcus ain't on the gram and Marcus ain't on the book. Here I am.
He is him. So for those of you all tuning in for the first time, not only welcome to the podcast, but welcome to the decade, y'all. It's 2020. It's
2020. First episode going up, y'all.
Yes. And this is now a weekly podcast. That means every single Wednesday, hopefully without fail, in 2020, you will get a podcast.
Don't even speak on that.
Every single week. You will get a podcast, all right? And you can find this podcast currently on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, and we're working on Spotify. It actually might be coming off of SoundCloud, but that's some technical stuff that I gotta figure out behind the scenes. But
you gotta work through that, yeah.
But we will be trying to get it on Spotify. But this podcast, it's about a lot of things.
About a little bit of everything.
So we got relationships. We're going to have hot topics.
Hot topics.
I've seen here lately, we've been doing a lot of talking about self-growth. So if you're someone who's trying to grow as a person, this is the place to do it, because that's what we doing over here is growing.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to help you grow, but
you going to hear us?
Yeah. You're going to hear about us growing.
And what
or lack thereof.
And I feel like our favorite podcast from most of our fans are, we do a lot of story time podcasts where you will get to go down the road through hilarity. That's one thing me and Marcus do well, is recap a story.
Yeah, we didn't know about that until y'all, the family, let us know how good of storytellers we are.
So look forward to that.
I was like, are we? Are they really like that?
Yes. So you'll get more of that in Is This Going to Cause an Argument? So basically, our podcast is filled with the edge of humor and inspiration. So if you're down for that, then you're down for us.
Yeah.
Now,
Oh, for those tuning in that tuned in also the last podcast. Since then, I've completely lost my voice and gotten most of it back. So excuse me if you hear me clearing my throat and all that jazz. I still got some things. I feel fine. I just got some things going on in the back of my throat.
What's crazy is we did not go home. Home is Kentucky.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to get to that.
Okay. Listen, you guys, make sure you rate, follow, and review us wherever you're listening to this at. If you have the potential to be able to review us, please do rate us as well as follow us on whatever platform so that you are made aware of when we are uploading. Please and thank you. All right, let's get into the social media handles. Sorry, I am over here stumbling over my tongue. It's because I put in these new Invisaligners, and I probably should have did it for the podcast, because who wants to listen to this lisp? But
yeah, I was going to say, you have a lisp that just showed up out of nowhere.
It's because it's new. My tongue is like fighting all against it. And when you put the aligners on for the first time when they're like new, it's so, oh my God, it's just, it feels like somebody has been punching you in your gums. So you just don't want to take them off because you don't want to go through the experience again. But anyways, that's not here or there. These are our social media handles. You can follow this podcast.
I'm ahead of the game.
Is This Going to Cause an Argument on Instagram? You can follow me across all platforms at That Chick Angel, as well as on YouTube. Some of you already know it because you're watching us on YouTube, but at That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. Tell them where they can
find
me.
And as I already said, you can find me at Marcus Ain't on the Gram on Instagram, and Marcus Ain't on the Book on Facebook.
And Jesus.
You put your massive finger over everything.
Well, this is why I had you read it beforehand.
All right, see, and also, I have a beard and body butter. You can find that on Instagram at Get Man Shit. That's MANSHYT, Get Man Shit. You can also visit the website at manshit.com. It's a 100% natural organic beard and body butter. As y'all see, my beard, I don't know if you like how my beard looks. I usually keep it at this length. But I've been using it for, how long have I been doing this?
You were making it on your own for at least a half a year before you started selling it. So about 18 months.
Yeah, about 18 months, something like that. So anyway, yeah, it's doing pretty well. Got positive feedback, so check that out. Let me know. I'm still looking for some constructive criticism on it. I haven't heard anything that would make me want to change anything. Everybody seems to be happy with it. But anyway, let me know. Check that out, y'all. Let me know what y'all think.
It's for the low, low price of $15. Yes, so $15. Go on over there. Go to his website. You don't even got to go over to IG because there ain't nothing up there for real yet.
It ain't.
But go over to his website at manshit.com and order yourself some. We also have some new merch coming out.
Yeah, we do.
We haven't started promoting it yet because we have to get our samples.
We're waiting on samples to get in, make sure we can approve everything before we make it available to the family.
But it'll be on my Teespring shop, which is That Chick Angel, the store. So, it'll be some stuff not only for the ladies, but for the fellas. So be look on the lookout for that. Okay. Okay.
Don't do that.
You don't like that?
No.
Okay.
I hate it.
All right, guys. This is our segment In My Feelings, where we tell you all what's got us feeling good and what's got us feeling some type of way this week. So I will start off. What's gotten me feeling some type of way is that last night when we were bringing in the new year.
New Year's Day.
We having a good time. We were invited over by, you all know her as Marseille Martin. We were invited over to Marseille Martin's family's house. Her mother and I are good are friends, as well as her dad, Carol and Josh. And because we just wanted to chill, low key.
Just wanted to be a kickback, laid back, chill, no...
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
We got four kids, right? If you all saw our sketch, you can see how New Year's is brought in when you're dang near 40. And we're having a good time. They had some gumbo.
Oh my God, that gumbo.
The kids are playing on the Nintendo Switch or whatever size, in a good mood, eating chips. I just finished breastfeeding the baby.
Yeah, mom was in a good mood.
Yes, he was in a good, calm mood, which has
been rare the past couple weeks.
Exactly. So I hand Amar over to Marcus because I'm finally like, I'm about to fix me a drink. I'm about to be feeling real good. And as I get up and I've turned away from my seat at the high bar, and obviously that family has become very successful, so they have marble floors. Okay.
Throughout
the house. I don't see anything, but I hear everyone gasp. I hear everybody go, and I turn around.
The music almost stopped.
I turn around. I was like, what happened? What's up? And they were like, he fell and hit his head. And I was like, I don't know who they're talking about, but it must be my child because they don't have any girls. I mean, boys. And I was like, what did he hit his head on? They were like, the ground. And so Carol goes and picks up Cy. And now I can see it, Cy. And I'm like, oh, and I grab him. And our kids hit their heads all the time.
Yeah, they do. It was like, oh, he'd be all right.
Yeah, they hit their heads all the time. So I'm not too worried about it. They give me an ice pack, even though I'm like, marble floor is hard. Well, then he says, I feel like I have to throw up. And I was like, hell.
Shoot.
So he doesn't throw up at first, but he's not in a good mood, right? Yeah. He's not bouncing
He's turning down popsicles, which is like, what?
I'm like, you want some apple juice? He doesn't want anything. So we were able to bring in the new year. We did the countdown, me and Marcus kissed.
Toast, champagne, all of that. Champagne.
And I was like, oh, my kids don't have anything to drink. I take the three that are able to drink up from cups and I take them over to the kitchen. And I'm like, let's pour you all some apple juice and we'll toast. And while we're in there, Cy again says, I feel like I'm about to throw up. So I take him to the bathroom. And long story short, he ends up throwing up all across the bathroom floor. And I was like, we got to go to the ER.
Yeah.
So we spent New Year's Eve, a piece of it, New Year's Day.
Small piece
New Year's
of
Day
it.
In the ER. We were blessed that we were able to get in there and get out in about 20 minutes. Cy is perfectly fine. He just has a knot on his head. We woke him up every 4 hours to check. Marcus woke him up at 6. I woke him up again at 9:30.
I woke him up before that.
And just to be like, you all right, boy? But yeah, he was fine. The doctor was like, he was good.
Yeah, I feel bad for the family, too, because they were, of course, feeling bad that it happened. It was like, I would probably feel the same way in that situation. I was like, it's fine. He's fine. Yeah, Don't worry about it, y'all. We're good.
They were like, you want us to call the ambulance? And I was like, no. I do not want that bill. We will drive. So yeah, he's doing good. All the boys are doing good. But what's got me feeling really good is that I have had the most sexiest man stand with me morning, noon, and night for over a week.
You guys. I've been at work, so I'm like, who is this number?
My husband surprised me and took off the days that we would have taken off had we been going out of town. So, and what's great is because we're not out of town, it's not like he's got a whole bunch of people to visit and family members that I don't really kick it with like that to be with. So he's been here with me. So it's been great to have him here. And I like actually spending it. When my husband is in a good mood, I thoroughly enjoy spending time with him.
15% of the time, he's in a good mood.
So that's what's got me feeling really good. I'm sad this is the last day of it for a little bit, but eventually we'll be at a place where we're working together, so I'll get this more often.
Yeah. It's got me in my feelings. One, but as you know, we didn't travel this year. Usually, every year we travel, I end up getting sick either while we're traveling or, you know, while we're at home in Kentucky or whatever, or about a week and a half to 2 weeks after we get back, I usually get sick to a point to where I need, like, antibiotics. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, we ain't going through that this year. I don't know if it's the planes, the travel. I don't know what it is, right. But it just happens. Like, I'm careful. I'm wrapping up because of the temperature change. It never fails. Usually when I get back, that's why I'm like, oh, didn't get sick this year. Been about a week and a half in. Usually, like, right before my birthday, I'm sick as I'll get out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the end of January. But this year, like, we sitting here, didn't do any traveling, feeling fine. Christmas night, literally Christmas night. Me and my brother, because he flew in, surprises. As y'all know, me and my brother, we sitting in the den. And we both taking naps. Like, I'm knocked out. He's knocked out. I think, was Amar in my lap?
I doubt it.
I don't remember. But I'm sitting there. And it was one of my friends. This little girl. She was running around coughing. Because I was like, Major, make sure she stays away from the baby. Because her cough is coming from the chest.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it sounds aggressive. Anyway, by the time I take my little short nap, because we in there watching movies, I wake up. You know, it's loud in the house or whatever. Everybody's running. The kids running around. Air is hitting my throat. Sorry, y'all.
Mm-hmm. He has been struggling. Go ahead.
I wake up. My throat's feeling scratchy. I'm like, God, what is that? Which usually happens anytime I lay in that specific spot on that couch and sleep in a certain position. Basically, with my head back. Probably my mouth was wide open. So anyway, throat was feeling scratchy for like the next couple of days. Next thing you know, I lost my voice. And y'all heard that on the last podcast where the next day, literally, my voice was gone.
He can't even talk. He's over here struggling.
It's tickles the back of my throat.
It's not only got him in his feelings, it's given him a feeling. So yeah. We didn't do any traveling, yet he still got sick.
Not sick like I usually get, though. Just out of the throat. Like, I wasn't all weak and cold and shivering and all that.
It's like the most irritating thing. I hate it.
With that nap prevented this.
Yeah, see, you should have been productive instead of sleeping.
I was productive.
And what makes me so mad is that if he keeps the sickness for too long, I eventually get it. My immune system is pretty gosh darn strong. I'm usually able to what's the baby's name? Amar. Amar has had a little bit of a cold for the past like week and a half, week. I don't have his cold. Yeah. And he's been kissing me all up in my mouth.
Again, this is not that contagious. Like, this is like,
we don't know what it is.
Shut up. This is like science or whatever.
We don't.
Like I said, I feel fine. Just, I think doing this talking is like, I can feel it tickling the back of my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't go away.
Bless your heart.
Goodness.
And then just the coughing. Does anything got you feeling good, boo?
Everything else.
That's all he can get out. We might have to take a break. Yeah, bless his goodness heart. He can't. I hate when that happens. That's why I don't think it's allergies. I remember that happening to me when I was pregnant, where it just, no matter what I did, it just could not
edit all that coughing out.
No, they're gonna get all the coughing because they're gonna pray for you. They're gonna pray that you feel better.
Y'all, I feel fine. I just gotta get rid of this.
That ain't right, though.
you know how you cough, you got that tickle, and you can't keep your eyes open. That's what I'm going through right now.
Imagine going through all that coughing being pregnant. So you know I was peeing all across myself.
Well, luckily, I'm not pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But I am peeing across. No, I'm just playing.
I know. I'm surprised what you didn't say. I mean, granted, this is something to be in your feelings about. I'm surprised the what's got you feeling some type of way isn't the fact that you still have mobile sperm.
Why didn't you bring it up? Like, it pisses me off.
For those of you all who don't know, Marcus got a vasectomy. about four weeks ago.
It's been over a month.
It's been, yeah, like 5-6 weeks.
Shut the factory down, y'all. Went to the doctor. Just so they could run samples and everything. Yeah, make sure everything was good. They was like, nope. We need you to come back in 4 more weeks. You still got him? Like,
he still got sperm.
Well, I think y'all did something wrong.
So he's got to, you know, be the pull-out king for a little bit longer.
This is awful. I'm about to just quit.
You don't want to quit. You don't want me to end up pregnant again. I tell you that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is ridiculous.
Okay, so what's got you feeling good? Be specific.
This year, going into 2020, fighting past my internal battles that I'm going through right now still. Don't know what that's about. But looking forward to all the accomplishments that are to be had. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it, me and Angel, but we've just talking to different people, like within the church, the pastors and everybody sees the same thing that we are speaking to ourselves about. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that. I know big things are coming down the pipeline. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited to see that go through. Uh-huh. To see that, you know.
Hey, man.
That cross that. It's not a finish line, because once you cross the finish line, you stop. But to go into that season, basically. Mm-hmm. Come out of the current season that I'm in, put it behind me, and go into this new season.
Amen. Amen. Marcus always got a word now. He's going to always have a word for you. That's why he's got his preacher cloth over here.
I really do have his rag. I was like, I need something in case I start coughing to muffle it, and I forgot it was here.
I know. I understand the feeling. I'm so sorry. Okay.
But I don't know where these words be coming from, y'all. Hopefully it's helping somebody.
Mm, hopefully it's helping you, too. You got to get your nose, too, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm going to do a quick call to action before we jump into the topic of the day. So because we are going to be doing this podcast once a week, we're going to be doing some bulk shooting just to guarantee that we have a podcast for you once a week. So that means on whatever our shooting day is, we're going to try to shoot more than one podcast. With that being said, In My Feelings, the segment we just completed, will not be as relevant for each podcast. So we would like another segment. We would love to know, for those of you all who have been active, engaged listeners, what is another segment that you all would love for us to add to the podcast? I'm trying to add like two alternatives to the In My Feelings segment. Yeah. So that in our bulk shooting, if, for instance, we shoot something but it does not upload for 3 weeks, that can be like evergreen. Yeah, and
still be relevant.
Yeah. So let us know if you have any suggestions, anything that you wish, or I'm all about borrowing ideas. Even if it's a podcast that you listen to and you really like this a segment that they have, we would love to give it a try over here.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. Please let us know if you have that. If you have a suggestion, you can leave it in the comments. You can DM us on Instagram. You can hit us up on Facebook, YouTube, wherever, and let us know if you have any segment suggestions.
Yeah.
All right. Topic of the day. Because this is literally January 1st, 2020 that we're shooting this, and it's also going to be January 1st, 2020 when you all get this actual podcast, we have entered a new decade. And a lot of people have been looking back over what they've done for the past 10 years. And I thought, you know what? Let's look over like where we were at, mm-hmm, at the beginning of the last, or the end of the last millennial.
2010.
No, is that a millennial? Is this a millennial? Is
ask me again, like I know.
No, a millennial is 1,000. I'm losing my mind. Last decade, and compared to where we're at now. Because I feel like this is a good time to do it. Also, it's New Year's. New Year's is always a good time to like really reflect.
Yeah.
And kind of make decisions about how you want to move forward. So, Marcus, let's go down your memory first. Mm-hmm. Recap what you were doing 10 years ago, where you were mentally, physically, spiritually. What was going on with Marcus Tanksley?
Mentally, well, let me see. Where should I start?
It doesn't matter. Wherever.
Mentally. Let's start physically. Let's start with the physical.
No, let's start with the physical. Yeah. You were fat.
Wasn't fat.
We both were fat. I
was diesel.
No, we were both fat. We had just had little
I
Marcus.
I packed on a lot of muscle, and then I gained weight with you out of sympathy.
Hey, whatever you want to call it,
no,
you
I
were
was.
Fat.
I was like almost 260. I was like 255.
He was a big boy.
Yeah, right now, just for anybody that can see me right now, I'm like 210. Mm-hmm. So imagine me, you know, 40 pounds heavier.
40, 50.
Yeah, 40, 50 pounds heavier. Yeah, close to 50. Mm-hmm. but I was in the gym a lot, a whole lot. I was working out. I was working out, but not like the right workouts. I don't have the knowledge of physical fitness as I do now. But I was working out quite a bit, and that was more so because, like, I had the free time to, you know?
Is that what you call having a new baby, is that you have free time to
No, 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 I'm saying leading up to that.
Leading up to that. Well, okay, because this is what I'm saying. You remember, we had little Marcus in 2009. Uh-huh. Yeah, and you gained weight with me all of 2009. You were working out that year.
I was.
Mm-mm, that's why you gained weight. You stayed home with me.
I was still working out, though.
Okay.
I remember vividly because that's when I was putting up all kinds of weight.
Well, you putting up weight.
Yeah.
Put it up.
I wasn't working out like 5 days a week like I was, you know,
yeah,
before, but I was still getting in there like 2-3 days a week. Anyway, so yeah, physically I was had a lot more hair on my head, a lot less hair on my face.
Yeah. He used to have this thin mustache that now when I look back on it was not a good idea. It was so thin. It was like, remember? It was just so tiny. But he did have a head full of curls.
Yeah, curls or waves, depending on how long I let it get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you were bigger. Yeah, you
so
were.
That's changed.
I was big. I mean, I'm the same now. I was big then. I'm big now, right, too. But that's all right. That is okay. It's all going to change here soon.
Y'all see, I got quiet. I can't. There's nothing I can do.
Well, both times, at the close of 2009 and the close of 2019, I had just had a baby.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. It wasn't like I was just. You the one. He was still going raw up in folk.
that's what's different, though. It's clothes fit different. Wardrobe, all that change, but so that's what's, you know, changed from now to then. And now, let me see, what's the next one?
You could do physically, mentally, spiritually.
All right, mentally, I actually the mental and the spiritual kind of go hand in hand. I've never looked at just like what's ahead. I've always planned for like the next 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised at where I'm at now compared to how I was thinking then. Mm-hmm. However, I do wish that was different. I wish I had a bigger outlook.
10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Because you would
because
be.
Because I was limiting myself 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And because I limited myself is where I'm at today. However, because I realize I do plan ahead, which is also a positive, is why I'm where I'm at today.
Let's see if we can put it into numbers, if you don't mind. How much more are you making now than what you were 10 years ago? You were working at DE, mm-hmm, 10 years ago.
You want to do it on a percentage level?
Or a dollar level? I want to say it's like close to 30K.
Give me a second.
That's what I think. I think you...
No, it's more than that.
Ooh! Now that's sexy. Don't get me to want to kiss on you on this microphone now. Listen. Ugh. I can tell you all right now that I was unemployed at the end of 2009, at the end of 2009. And at the end of 2019, not only did I just shoot a commercial, but I also, my online career actually is income for me. I had just started YouTube in 2009. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know people could make money. I don't know if you could make money back then, but I know now. And that's what I'm doing. Come on, somebody. Did you work out the numbers?
Yeah, I'm double checking. Cross-referencing.
He's cross-referencing. So that's good to really become a boss. I was working. Well, no, I wasn't really unemployed. I was working for my mom as an as her financial officer that she really wasn't listening to. But I've never had to take another like office job like that, even though I was working from home. Mm. That is a blessing.
Yeah, you've gotten to do what you want to do, like, or
within the realm of what I want to do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For the past 10 years. But what are you about to say?
$61,000 more.
$61,000 more in 10 years.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
That's a blessing.
Without,
that puts a lot into perspective because the amount of stress is a lot higher now. Mm-hmm. Because the amount of responsibility has gone up.
Yeah.
You know? However, there's other reasons that stress has gone higher, but... Mm.
Yeah.
Part of that is because I wasn't thinking as I was limiting myself. And I think I've limited myself all the way up until end of 2018. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've put that limit on myself. So we're talking, you know, a year of finally seeing that potential and trying to figure out how to achieve what I know I can.
Right. But there's definitely got to be, well, this is, I don't want to say stress necessarily is good, but.
No, it's not. Stress is not good at all. There's no reason to stress about anything.
But, and I think, and this is what I'll say, your stress comes from your outlook on how uncomfortable you are currently. Mm-hmm. But typically in growth, especially as rapidly as you are experiencing now, it will be uncomfortable. As Marcus had to explain, we just explained to little Marcus, I didn't experience this going through puberty. Little Marcus is about to enter real puberty, but he experienced it, which is growing pains because he was growing at such fast rates.
Literally physically, like pain in my knees.
Because his legs were growing like that. So actual pains. And the amount of growth you have had in 2018 to 2019, going into 2020, especially to 2019, coming into 2020, the amount of growth you had has been so exponential. The amount of discomfort you are having only seems right. And it's just, I think your stress is just your mind trying to figure out why things are so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just always, it's always the thing of trying to change your outlook on the situation because this uncomfortability is what's needed for all this growth that you're having.
Yeah.
But 60, come on.
But then, and it's also that thing of, I've always said I never wanted to be comfortable. Because, you know, when you get comfortable, you refuse to do more. Hell, well, you don't refuse to do more, but
I want to be comfortable. I want to be uber duper super duper comfortable. Yeah.
So, like I was saying, I used to always say that. And now it's been given to me. It's like, yeah, you will never be comfortable. Mm-hmm. However, the reason I didn't want to be comfortable because I always wanted to be pushing myself. Mm-hmm. But now I realize I don't need to be comfortable to.
You don't need to be uncomfortable.
No, I'm sorry. I don't need to be uncomfortable to push myself and see what I'm capable of.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to reverse engineer what has been given to me as a blessing.
Yeah.
Because basically everything that I'm going through right now, I've asked for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say by mistake, but by ignorance. Mm-hmm. I didn't know any better. I thought this is what it would take to be more and more successful.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think any of it. I still think you have another step mentally that you need to take to realize that none of this is ignorance. This is all going to pay off for something else.
I do take everything in account as and also as a blessing. Like, you know, I always thank God for any trial or tribulation that I'm going through because I'm going through it for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, however, looking back 2010 to 2020, that's the biggest jump for me is like, okay, don't limit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you have to feel a certain way or achieve your goals to the standards of what other people have had to do. Because that's what you hear. Oh, it's stressful. You got to do this, do that. The way I've grown, it didn't need that. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But however, the outlook that I have now, I wish I foresaw this back then. And mm-hmm. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I would be in a different place than what I am right now.
Come on. You know, they say hindsight's 2020. We in 2020.
Yeah.
We seeing that hindsight. For me, I definitely. So I started stand up back in 2009 and had no idea how many doors it would open. It really did. Yes, me becoming a mother and me starting stand up opened up so many doors, not just income wise, but relationship wise, like people that I would have never.
Relationships,
opportunities. And what's so crazy is I still do stand up now, not as often, not as much, because it is a lot to do when you have young kids and when you have a husband that works a regular schedule, because I want to be able to be with them. And you do stand up at night, or if you're making good money doing stand up, you are touring. So you're out of the place that you live every weekend, or for however, you know, often you tour.
Even Eddie Murphy was talking about that recently, like his new material. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked him, it's like, so how are you preparing? He was like, it don't matter how successful you are. This is coming from Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. It don't matter how successful you are. You have to try your new material from ground zero. You have to go to do these small little clubs and try your new material. Like you are freshly in the game. It's like, he's going out to these little clubs and shooting his, you know, I'm sure it's a huge treat for anybody.
Oh, absolutely.
That would get to do that. I'm like, I would love to hear Eddie Murphy try new material.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't? But somebody of that level of success is like, that's what it takes for a stand up to be successful.
And I currently am not willing to put that work in. It's a lot when you have, it's not worth the, right now, currently it's not worth the sacrifice of the time I get with my family. One day when they're older, if stand-up still gives me like the buzz that I like, then I'll go back to doing it, especially when his schedule is no longer traditional and I'm not sacrificing too much time with Marcus. But currently, my mind state, I mean, it was already hard then when I just had little Marcus. I was like, how am I supposed to do this? I was going to open mics and I was pissed off that I was at them. I was like, oh my God, I'm here listening to these crappy jokes these people are telling. But my material was, I think, so much better then too, because there was the sky was the limit. Like, I had never talked about anything on stage in that way. So, definitely different mentality when it comes to my career as well. Definitely had the revelation just here recently, and I kind of sort of like tapped on this, that I stand in my own way all the time. My mouth,
a lot of us do.
My mentality, my actions stand in the way, and I am trying to remove all of those obstacles right now. And I'm like actively trying to do that, actively making sure I am working more efficiently and not so hard that I don't have the mental capacity nor the time to do it. So definitely fully aware of that, fully aware of that now. And I've always had a good self-esteem, pretty much. I've had some times in life where my self-esteem has, like, tanked. But, like, it's on a whole new level. Like, I am really liking me, even if my circumstances don't completely reflect what I want them to look like. I still have a very good sense of self, sense of purpose, sense of the what I bring to the table. And that was not the case in 2019. I had more of a, like, 2010. I had more of a, like, if I did things when people are like, oh, that took so much confidence, it'd be more so like, what I got to lose. That was what they were saying. It wasn't the surety that I have now. Before was, I have nothing to lose. Oh, well, I'll give it a try. Now I'm like, other people have something to lose if they don't bet on me. That's kind of where I'm at now.
I mean, we've seen that.
Right. Exactly. Like,
over and over, we've seen it.
So I, that's definitely, like I said, I already said physically, I was big. That was definitely still there, but I am excited about getting in shape. I'm excited about this summer when, like, everything is going to be super duper tight, super duper. I hope I don't get on your nerves, but if I do, oh well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you get on my nerves too.
Oh my God, you'll be like, Angel, you cannot go around with the kids in that outfit. Why can't I? Why can't I? And then this year, hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be getting breast augmentation. Come on, cause somebody. Got my teeth right, my hair is going back, get my body right, get these boobs right. Y'all just pray for me and my salvation. So let's move to spiritually, because that's
let's move to it.
Spiritually, I've grown, but that's the one area that I want to grow more in. And Lord, I'm not talking about grow by you giving me more challenges to trust you. That is not what I'm saying. Amen. Lord Jesus, I want to be in my word more and I want to pray more. And I feel like that's always like a thing for me. And I have not gotten to a place where I'm like, yeah, you know, it's this state, you know, constantly stay in your word, constantly be praying. And I am not that girl. And I'm really trying to find, this is what I would want. I am a student of life. I love taking classes. I love going to school. I wish there was a dope, like, Bible study that had a curriculum for me to do, because then I would actually like stick with it. I did it once with my girlfriend Emily and it was so good. It was with a Beth Moore series and it was about the temple or the tabernacle that the Jewish people were taking, the Hebrews were taking throughout the desert when they were in the wilderness. It was so enlightening. It was so good. It was a workbook. You filled in the answers and blah, 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 blah. And, I need something like that. I need something like that. I need a group of folk that's what we do, even if it's only digital. And I need accountability is what it is. I'm a person that just needs accountability. I want to be praying more. Marcus does so good. He prays every morning, every single morning in the bathroom. If I wake up when he wakes up, I know if I walk in the bathroom, I'm interrupting his prayer and meditation time.
Yeah. I'm like, would you get out? God dang.
Now I gotta get myself all back together because I'm mad at you. So I feel like that place I feel a little stagnant in. I feel stagnant in my, I should be even more mature spiritually than what I was 10 years ago.
Yeah, and for me, where I'm glad that I have that mindset now to where it's part of my morning routine. I wake up, pray, try to meditate. A lot of times I'm in a rush, so it ain't as long as I would like sometimes. But it took a lot, basically, of me getting kicked around to come to that. Whether it was, you know, like, I think I started that. I want to say I started doing that when Daddy got sick.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, I was going through a lot, like, and I was just like, I can't do this by myself. Like, I need to, that's when I started. I could be wrong though. Maybe it happened later on when the avalanche of that happening and other stuff going on in my life. And it was just like, God, but, now I'm glad I do that now, you know, regardless of what it took to get me there. I'm glad I'm doing it now, but I feel like it does help.
Yeah. That I have the Bible app. It sends me a scripture. I just want something that motivates me to do it.
That's something I can't do. It's like read the Bible and get something from it. With me, it's just reading stories. Like, I can't.
But like, you know what? That's enough, though, sometimes. Even if you're just getting stories, like, it's still.
It's like, what's the meaning behind it? Well, the church we go to, he gets deep into the meaning and, like, how it relates to you, how it relates to this day and age. And how it's the same. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all the same. So to hear him read the scripture and get what he gets from it, and then I go back and read it, it's just like, so they rode that camel over to that town and gave him water? Like, all right. Okay. Up. Yeah.
Well, because, yes, he has the gift of wisdom, but, you know, the word says, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. So just being knowledgeable about the Bible is still beneficial. And I do have a bit of knowledge just based off of previous years, but I feel like there's a level that I am not reaching that would probably unlock so many things. And that's not my motivation, but my motivation is to do right. That's, you know, I know this is something that the Lord, as believers, requires us to do. It's to be in constant prayer, to be in our word, and I am not doing that. So if y'all have any suggestions for that, please let me know. One place that I'm still very frustrated about that I feel like I was doing then and that I'm still doing now. And it's really frustrating because we were supposed to be fixing it last year. We even bought something to fix it. Is the way we handle our money is the exact same thing. Exact same way as it was in 2009 is the same way now. The fact that...
Yeah. I don't think we're...
We're in the same place.
Yeah.
We're in the same, same place, and there's no reason for it other than sheer laziness on our part. Sheer just like we haven't done what we needed to do.
Yeah.
And that frustrates me. We bought, and we were so like motivated and touched by it. We bought Financial Peace University.
Yeah.
And like going ham, like at first, I think Marcus might've been a little reluctant, but once we got into it, well, first of all, the first class we took, we went to an actual meeting in the proctor, I think is what they call it, or the person who leading it.
If you teaching me how to be financially responsible and how to make my money work for me, it has to, you have to look like that you're doing a lot better than I am. Cause otherwise I'm like, I think I'm good because... You know, and even if you are, you just not that tight, at least show me, I have to see something. Like, right. You're not going to go to a physical trainer that you were in better shape than. You know what I'm saying? You have to, you got to see the results. Maybe they can run 18 miles in, you know, in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's great, but you want to at least see a video of them doing that. you know, I'm just saying, you just need proof. So I can't go to, even if somebody that's like taking the same classes as me, it's like, oh, this is what I've done, or this, you know, this is where I came from. Yeah, granted, your success may be a lot higher than mine. Like, you've come from, have more success in doing this than I have. But the amount of success you reached shouldn't be equal to where I'm currently at. So that was the problem. That was my reluctance at the beginning of the whole thing. I'm like, so we went to this class, and this dude's talking about this, and these people talking about that. No. So then we ended up getting the...
Because you are able to just do it online because they have videos. And so he promised me that we would set aside the time every Monday to do it. And we missed a couple of Mondays, but we got through everything but the last lesson.
And we was into it because we'd be sitting there, I'm like, we got to go watch this because it gave so much good information.
It did. It was so good.
And then we missed like 2 weeks back to back. And...
That's we just it. Never did the then, last
here
one.
Here we are.
We have not done not now baby step. We haven't done any of the steps. We haven't done what he has said to do. And I am frustrated because it is us in our way. Yeah. So I actually just joined. Well, not joined. Y'all know, I think. Some of y'all know I'm a part of Mocha Moms. Oh, my goodness.
I've been drinking a lot of water, y'all. I'm sorry.
We'll be right back.
After these messages.
And we're back. Are you okay now, babe?
I'm good.
Okay.
It's hydration. That's all it is.
So some of you all know, I am a part of Mocha Moms. I chartered a chapter out here. It's a national group, and it's for moms of color. Anyways, we have created a lot of like sub groups within it just as support. And one of the big things that one of the groups that I'm excited about that I'm a part of is about financial literacy and just making better financial choices. And luckily that group is being led by someone who from the outside looking in has their finances together and does very well. So like they have podcast suggestions that I'm going to start listening to, and I'll give you those podcast suggestions as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to hopefully have someone kind of really a little more hands-on helping me make wiser decisions and not doing stupid stuff with money that is not setting up a legacy for our kids.
Right.
And is not creating, like, because we nickel and dime our money away. It's not like we out here making big, stupid purchases.
Yeah.
We're making small, stupid purchases, which is even worse.
Yeah,
even
it's
worse.
Just as bad.
So that is one thing that over the decade as well, I have been like, Angel, come on, sis. This is ridiculous. You're about to be 40. There's a certain setup. Like, it should be, you know, we take a vacation every year. And I should have the money already set up each year going into the vacation instead of let's see how we gonna do this. So I look forward to that being fixed here soon. Is there something else that you feel like you said was spiritually was going on with you physically, immensely? You hit everything. Yeah. Is there anything that you feel like you've been you still do from 2010 to here till now? The same, doing the same way, same thing.
Yeah, not how do I put it? It's the confidence. I don't know if it's even the confidence thing. It's just trusting, not trusting what's been promised to me. You know what I'm saying? Still like worrying and like, well, what about this? What about that? Getting in my own way, basically. Yeah, that's what I feel like I'm still doing, that I'm trying to work through.
Yeah.
Just ignoring all of that, basically ignoring me and just moving forward with how I know I should move forward.
Yeah. It's a hard, sometimes a very hard thing to fix. You know, something that I didn't write down on our little show sheet that I think would be a good thing to answer also under this topic is relationship wise, what's different from 10 years ago to now between us two?
I think we're closer.
Yes.
That's, I think we get closer and closer. Like,
thank God. No, I'm not. I'm serious. I'm glad we're not getting further away too stagnant. I definitely feel like we communicate better now. Mm-hmm. We are quicker to apologize to one another instead of just staying in our feelings longer, which is really good, really helpful, because it allows us to like move on. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Marcus has gotten better at being more assertive in telling me what's wrong rather than being passive aggressive about it.
More vocal. Like a lot of men, you know, I just get quiet and like.
In vocal in the right way, because Marcus would be one of the two ways. Either he wouldn't talk to me and I could tell that he was upset about something, or it would be a little bit more of a lashing out, not like hitting me or anything, but coming at me, talking out of his neck, which also is not going to work for me to respond the way you want me to respond. Mm-hmm. Now it's more so just a direct, I did not like it when you did such and such. Yeah. So I think that helps, one, for me to be accountable for my actions and not get all defensive, and also for me to just have a better understanding of what he wants, and what he wants from me, so I can be a better spouse, and vice versa. I think I hopefully am a better communicator, and I also feel like I have become a better supporter of my husband. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, definitely.
Yeah, I've been trying to work on that. If I say that this is my best friend, like, I need to treat him the way I treat my female best friends. You know what I'm saying? And I can big up my female best friends like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. They could be in the pit of just dirt and terror, and I'm going to be like gassing them up until they come up out of it. So I realized that I needed to treat him with the same type of care that I treat my female friends. Does anybody else feel like they have that problem with their spouse? We have a lot of female listeners. So do you have that problem with, obviously men are different than women, but like realizing that we sometimes go into more care with our female friends than we do with our spouses. So yeah, but communication overall, our communication has just gotten so much better. I cannot attest to you more or recommend more that if you are having problems with your marriage or you're feeling like you're having a bit of a rough patch, if both of you all commit to having better communication.
Yeah, it seems like a cliche thing. Like everybody says, oh, you got to communicate, communication, communication. And that's what it is. Like, you can't fix something if you never heard that it needs to be fixed.
Come on. You better keep with these words.
What?
You can't fix something. Look, where's the work order? Come on. I love it. You can't fix it if you don't know that it's broken. I tell you what, sir. I tell you what. He's just more communicative altogether. And I feel like even though we had fun with each other before, we did. The one thing that is the same is that we still have fun with each other now.
We do.
Oh, and I am grateful for that. I don't know how well I would have fared if we were not having fun with each other. I don't know. You know how some people have
because that's how we were. That's how we set up in the beginning. We would have fun with each other.
But you know, how a lot of people start off.
Yeah, and then for that to fizz off, you know, that would be.
That would be so heartbreaking. I hope, you know, sometimes my husband gets a little stiff in his ways of like not wanting to do certain things. But
I do, y'all. I don't know if it's age or what. He does. Black Ram's like, nah.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But he's saying yes a lot more, which makes me feel great. And I don't feel like he's had, I mean, definitely there's some regrets to some of the yeses that he says, but but I think he's had enough like times where he's like, no, that was cool. That was all right. That like, it's been good. Like I would have typically went with our friend Wendell, who's deceased now, to see plays. And I had, one of my girlfriends was in town. She was in a play that was at the Pantages, which is a huge theater out here in Hollywood. And, I was like, we're going to go see this musical because my girlfriend from high school is in it and I want to see her. And we went. You remember this?
Yeah, it wasn't even we got to go. It's like, all right.
And he actually enjoyed it.
I realized, you know, Wendell's punk ass was gone. And usually I wouldn't have to worry about any of that, you know.
But wasn't it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it might not have been something. It's still not something that he would be like, oh, I heard that such and such is playing at the Pantages. Yeah. But it wasn't like, oh my God, yeah, when is this? All
of that, because he was in the theatricals of everything.
Yeah. But
and I'm like, I don't know what y'all talking about. They sit there and dissect or anything we watch, a movie show, and they talking about all these terms. I'm like, what y'all talking about? Let's watch a good shoot 'em up.
Right.
But yeah, so it's like, all right.
And I now, like, I haven't got to do it too often now because my mother had shoulder surgery. But I now go riding with him in his car, especially in Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something Angel would never, ever do.
Come on.
Like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm just going out cruising. I'm just going out for a ride.
And I'd be like, oh, my God, there's stuff that I could be getting doing on television that could be getting watched.
That's like decompression, you know? It's just like,
for
just
him, get out, it is.
Cruise. You don't have anywhere to go. Get on a empty road and just cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, so and now, like I said, I haven't been able to do it here lately because I can't leave the baby with my mom.
She actually suggested it. So when we're going for a ride, I was like, oh, pearl clutch. Really?
You know, sometimes I got to surprise them, make them want me. Yeah, that's what I got to do. So you guys, let us know. What is something that has drastically changed in the decade that we just left to now? Mm-hmm. And what's something that you feel like has remained the same? It could be good, it could be bad, it's whatever. We just want to know what's going on with you guys. You can leave it in the comments of our YouTube video, mm-hmm. or you can leave it, I think we see the comments on SoundCloud, or you can leave it under the post on IG, because we'll put a little clip on IG for you all to be able to let us know what's going on. I have one more call to action. I'm actually doing this out of order from my show page. Listen, we being professional, okay? Yeah, I got the whole thing
typed out,
printed out, so we know what we're doing. We plan on starting a Patreon account. And this is what I was about to say at the top. I was like, you know what? The extra episode, now that we're doing it instead of twice a month, four times a month, I was like, God dang it, we should have put the extra two on Patreon. Mm-hmm. And that would have been what people could subscribe to, but I'm like, I know now. I'm like, that might be what we could do. Okay, listen, guys,
we gotta think through it, y'all.
Oh, I'm frustrated. Listen, we want to start a Patreon account to help financially support this podcast because listen, we love making this content, but this content also has to make us revenue so that we can stay consistent with this content.
Yeah. Up until even now, it's been like all this equipment that we pay for and everything. It's just like, we're just putting money into it. So we need to.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to. And podcast. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm saying we want to grow so y'all can grow.
Yes. Amen and amen. So we're going to start a Patreon. What would you all pay $5 a month for? What exclusive content, what extra, what early content would you all pay $5 for? I'm mad because I feel like it's the two episodes would probably be what should happen.
Yeah, we might have to re-engineer this, y'all.
Oh my goodness, literally as we started because
then we're looking at, yeah.
Because I'm like, ah, that would be
content to.
Yeah, but for someone who works a 9-to-5 and for someone who also has another whole part of her career.
With four kids.
Four we both and a half got, at we this both point. Got four kids. What's that, mama? Yeah. She's a half. Yeah.
Actually, six. Oh, I'm sorry. Five. Because we got Supreme. He's the other half.
Yes, he's the other half. So, what would you all pay $5 a month for? It literally might be these other two episodes. And I apologize for taking this back, but it would still be a weekly podcast. It's just you might have to pay for those other two.
The same energy on our part. Yeah. To be honest with you. You might have to pay for two. Because so, we want this to grow and we want this to be basically a part of. A part of our income? I don't know. We want to be able to treat this like solely like a. We already treat it like a business, but like a job, so we can continue to give you all consistent content.
Because that's one thing. Marcus just does not show up to work. He always shows up to work because his income is attached to his job. Yeah. So we want to be able to show up to work. So if when we start our Patreon, it's not about to be tomorrow. We probably won't start our Patreon until second quarter. Because one, I want to make sure we have our consistent schedule going. Mm-hmm. Because that's the one thing about Patreon. What I'm not about to do is have people paying for something that they're not getting.
Yeah, we're not going to. That's not how we operate.
No. Absolutely not. Y'all, the podcast has fluctuated before from now because it's something that we're doing just from the love of our heart. And so when our schedule does not permit our heart to show the love, we just weren't doing it. Yeah. But when it's other people's money.
We have that obligation there. We meet it.
Oh, yeah. We're not. Without question. No. You can talk to any brand I've worked with. They will be like, Angel is on top of her mess. She's on top of all of it. So let us know. If it's not extra episodes, what would it be that you all would want or be willing to pay $5 for? Because that's the thing is $5. And even if we only had, let's say, 700 Patreon people. That's still $3,500 that would be going towards us being able to do this and pay to get things done.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Be less on us, actually, because we could start hiring people to do some of this stuff. Setting up all this stuff.
Amen. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
Editing.
Amen. Yeah. I'm trying to be an executive, not an administrator. Executives don't do all this. They hire people to do all this. Okay. I'm trying to produce and be creative and be talent. All the rest of the stuff I want somebody else to do. All right. Comment of the day goes to Erica A. Let me tell you something. Marcus is preaching in this here podcast. And Angel, you are simply amazing.
Thank you.
Walk in that. I am so happy for your family and the things you accomplished this year. It has been wonderful and beyond inspiring to be a part of your lives and see your growth and the way you support each other. Can't wait to see what 2020 has in store. I am a proud niece. Hashtag honorary Tanksley. Thank you, Erica. That was just such a sweet comment. Yeah. We greatly appreciate it. We have some of the best like family members online. You all go hard really for us and we go hard for y'all. We really, really like it was so good in the podcast where in the vlog where Pete picked up the camera and he was like, is this for online? And you were like, it's for the family. And the way Marcus said it, Pete really thought it was for our blood family.
Immediate family.
And he was like, I don't want to be a part of that. And I'm sorry that they didn't get to shoot a podcast while he was there here. But Marcus will be going home to Kentucky in probably sometime in the first quarter. So hopefully he can shoot something with his brother and it can be a little special episode.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, you guys, I'll remind you again, this is a weekly podcast. So come back next Wednesday because there will be another podcast. That's I literally have written out, if you're watching, all the episodes for the first half of the year. So we are getting it in. Secondly, our social media handles. Make sure you're following. Mm-hmm. Is this going to cause an argument on Instagram? You can follow me at That Chick Angel everywhere.
That's beyond my abilities at the moment.
Siri can't do some things, apparently. I don't know why Siri is talking to me. You can follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the book.
And you can follow
Manshit
at getmanshit.com.
All right. Anything else, babe?
No, I think that's it.
We did this.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Y'all be blessed, and we'll see you next week.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.